And if we don't vote on, quote, personalities, but on what really helps America, I think the vote will go, you know, Donald Trump's way.
Mr. Trump is holding a rally in Raleigh, North Carolina this hour. He'll move on to Pennsylvania and Michigan. Harris has several stops in Pennsylvania. More than 78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. For those who will go to the polls tomorrow, American University political analyst Amy Dacey.
For people that are undecided, they have to know that there's a striking contrast between her and Donald Trump and what's at stake. The rhetoric that he's been kind of throwing out there, questioning, you know, the election before a vote had been cast.
Republicans in one state are optimistic about one longtime lawmaker's chances of re-election.
Only 40% of registered Texans took part in early voting, and more than half 50 and older. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones says these numbers bode well for Texas Republicans, including Senator Ted Cruz over his Democratic opponent, Representative Colin Allred.
Democratic turnout looks pretty much at average. We're not seeing the numbers that Allred would need to really be able to close that 3 to 5 percentage point gap that separates him from Cruz.
Jones adding that Allred needs a higher than average Democratic turnout, especially among African Americans and younger women. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Supreme Court has just revealed justices will hear a challenge by a group of voters in Louisiana over an electoral map that raises the number of majority black congressional districts in the state. Boeing factory workers vote today on whether to accept a contract offer or continue their 7-week strike. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The cost of the strike has been estimated to be approaching $10 billion and has essentially shut down production of the 737, 767, and 777.
Boeing's proposal includes a 38% pay raise over 4 years, but no pension plan. New research proves just how difficult it is for young people to buy first homes. The National Association of Realtors' Jessica Lautz.
The few that are sneaking into the market, they're older, they're wealthier, they have higher incomes, and those are the buyers who are successfully buying.
The average age of home buyers overall now 56. That's up from 49 last year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman died in a house fire on Indiana Street in Racine Friday night. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A cause is being investigated. Early voting ended Friday in some areas, while Racine offered a final day of in-person absentee voting yesterday. Those who didn't vote early can cast their ballots starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces 4 new felony charges related to inappropriate interactions with minors. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged explicit messages and videos sent to minors. Racine County is accepting nominations for its Youth and Governance Program. It aims to engage high school students in local government by allowing them to serve on county board committees. And downtown Racine will host the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event this Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and proceeds down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The the Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing, putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers likely. Our high 66 this afternoon. The wind south 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Rain tonight. There could be an inch or more of rain overnight. Our low 61. Thunderstorms likely as well tomorrow. Scattered rain with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
WRJN. Hey, we got Badger basketball tonight. Holy Cross taking on Wisconsin, 6 p.m., and you can hear it live right here, 1400 AM WRJN. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
That's the Stones. WRJN, time is on my side. We got local news, we got timeless hits. Speaking of timeless hits, this is how we came up with Artist of Record, which is brought to us by Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, right by the Antique Mall there on 9602 Durand Avenue. Ray is giving away the Jay and the Americans album today. So he is, Jay and the Americans, our Artist of Record, because Joe Black actually would have had a birthday today. He would have been 85. He died in 2021 of pneumonia, but 82 at the time that he passed. But his music, the music of that group, was awesome and timeless. And so the song that you're listening to before 11 a.m. is This Magic Moment. And it was really tough because he's got a lot of great songs that I love. But when I was checking it over earlier today and trying to decide, I realized that most of my favorites were never hits, which is par for the course. When I was a music director, and we're going to take you back to the 80s for that, when I was a music director, the joke was, if Cindy likes your hit, you're not going anywhere. So it's so a lot of the songs I liked were just, you would not recognize them. I mean, they sound like Jay and the Americans, but they weren't hits. So This Magic Moment is a song that you're listening for. And let's see, why am I bringing it up? Because, oh my goodness, it's close. When you hear This Magic Moment, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN local news, timeless hits, tell a friend. Oh, you know, 262-634 WRJN caller number 5. Good luck.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you. Sweeter than a wine, softer than a song.
and Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. My winner this hour, Jeff Adams from Kansasville. Thank you so much for listening, Jeff. Got himself album from Jay and the Americans, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More, since Dirt Event. And Jeff is in the running now for a brand spanking new record player at the end of this month. BJ Thomas. It's the Four Tops on WRJN Local News. Timeless. It's Paul Harvey. Today at 12:05, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It also airs at 7:25 on Don Rosen's show, but then again, 12:05 as well. So always a good time with Paul Harvey, except for the depressing stories. But still, I mean, last week on Halloween, we learned that somebody actually was able to sue and get their sue some other people and get their retainer that they paid for a house because there were ghosts in it, an actual court case. and the people that just didn't want to hang out with ghosts got their money back. And the person that was selling the house had to say, yeah, by the way, nobody died in the house, but we do have ghosts. And so now apparently it's a legal thing. Thanks. We know that now. Thanks to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 12:05 today right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces four new felony offenses. The new charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged inappropriate interactions with two more victims found during the investigation. Crocker, who worked at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake, is accused of sending explicit messages and videos to minors, as well as attempting to arrange sexual encounters with them. Don't wear your MAGA hat or your Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
That is prohibited under Wisconsin law, so you should not be coming in wearing apparel or displays that advocate for a position or a candidate on the ballot.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
And Racine County kids with an interest in government have an opportunity. Racine County is now accepting nominations for its Youth in Governance program. It aims to engage high school students in local government and allow students to serve on county board committees. Nominations are open until December 13th with more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s, and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Day by day, I dig snow and rain. And
He's still around, all right? WRJM with local news and timeless hits. And tomorrow, Don Rosen Show, keeping us all up to date on what's going on in the city. We're seeing 6th District Alderman Sandy Wiedner updating us on the news of her district and the city.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's giving me the excitations.
and we listen. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. And then congratulations, Jeff Adams of Kansasville. Today, he was my Artist of Record winner. Got himself Jay and the Americans album tomorrow. Peter Noon has a birthday. Yeah, Hermes Hermits tomorrow on Artist of Record here at WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it.
And Timeless is right here at WRJN. These eyes from guess who? They were Artists of Record like a week or two ago. Oh, they've got some phenomenal music too. Totally underrated. They're totally rated back in the day, but now more or less forgotten about, except for those of us who work here at WRJN and those of us who listen to WRJN. Thank you for listening, by the way, enjoying this Monday with you. And we've just had our Artist of Record winner this hour, or actually, yeah, it was this hour, Jay Adams from Kansasville. Appreciate that, Jeff. Just letting you know, if you're weather buff, today is another tornado day on whatever weather channel that you watch. I vacillate in between AccuWeather, which does live chases on the they're on the computer. I know they're on the tube too, but I can't get them on my TV. So I watch them on the computer, or Fox Weather or Weather Channel, sometimes iffy. You got to, you know, decide between all the trucker program if they actually show real weather or not. But today, another big giant tornado outbreak. The last couple of days have been crazy down in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and Arkansas. They've had that's a lot of tornadoes. Today, no exception, going south again from Texas all the way up to almost St. Louis. Missouri and right into Illinois. But the big one, a big risk for city today is Joplin, Missouri. And if Joplin sounds familiar, it's because they had that massive tornado back in 2011 where 158 people killed. And now, again, they're right in the zone for strong tornadoes today. So if you're a weather buff like I am, and if you've ever chased a tornado like I have, although when I lived in Illinois, it was easy to chase tornadoes. You just followed the news truck. I wasn't basing anything on technology. I just thought, oh, that's a news truck. I'll just follow them. So anyway, just letting you know there if that's your sort of thing here.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing her pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous.
Local news and timeless is here at WRJN. Tell a friend. We got CBS National News coming up in the next couple of minutes. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports. Probably right after this one from Stevie Wonder on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. My life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Refreshed. WRJN.